Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Surge Radio. You now rocking with your man, Lyricist. You know, we got special guests on today. Nutso E-Money, he going to be debuting his new track with us. Also, I had to bring back my man, 16, because he needs to debut his track as well. So we're kind of looking at an action-packed 30 minutes, but I got my dude on. Diggs right now, fellow Surge A Records member. What's going on, homie?
Say, tell me what the deal, man.
Not much, man. Ain't nothing but work. It's almost late to my own damn radio show, man.
I feel that.
That CP time shit is real, man.
You said that CP time is real.
Yeah, man, I'm on the other side of town trying to rush back over and make sure I ain't missing the radio show because, you know, we got some special guests coming through today, you know. So I got to make sure I'm on my shit.
I feel that.
So pretty much to kick off this episode, we're going to hop straight into the news before our guests come on. But, man, what the hell is going on with Lil Wayne and Baby?
Yeah, he getting the fuck out of there, man. He don't, you know,
I mean,
he don't want to be subject to
everybody
prison.
Speculated, you know, everybody speculated that he was going to sue for like $8 million. I'm like, come on, man. Wayne is actually a huge part. Yeah, but, you know, that was the speculation. So now he's suing for $51 million. And he plans on taking all of his artists, including Nicki Minaj and Drake. So we already know that when Wayne makes that move, because most likely he's going to win because due to what was in his contract, and everybody should know that Wayne posted his contract, or somebody in Wayne's camp posted his contract, and it pretty much stated that, you know, pretty much the guidelines. And Baby pretty much violated the contract. So all he did was gave his man his freedom.
Yep, that's an easy win. I was just talking to my homeboy about that the other day. I'm like, that's easy. That's easy. 13, give him his eight. He didn't give him. He was supposed to get $8 million for the whole album, which isn't shit compared to all the money Baby has already raped all the artists for. Shit. $8 million? You can get that man $2 million up front and then the rest, another $6 million a whole year later? You didn't make money off of Dej Loaf. Baby didn't make money off Dej Loaf, Young Thug, Rich Homie. He didn't make that $8 million already back within that year. You
hey,
need
man,
to tell
like,
me you
like,
can
like
give this man who turned your label into what it is today, $8 million?
Yeah, but you know, like real talk though, man, I'm starting to see like Baby's preferences, man. You know, he like all little boys, Dej Loaf and Kool-Aid.
Yeah, he like the followers. He like people who gonna follow him. I would say He don't like no, like, if you pay attention, like, everybody he didn't grab as far, even Lil Wayne has followed him. Look at Lil Wayne calling Birdman Jr. Nigga, you ain't this nigga's son. What the fuck do you want to be Birdman Jr. for? That nigga, that was a horrible fucking comparison. That's a horrible fucking person to want to be. This nigga can't rap or nothing. Well, he got the business down pat. I give him that.
Hey, man. Hey, look, man. You can only imagine how Young Thug feels, man. He trying to make up for it, you know, with his gay antics and shit. But you can only imagine how you feel. How does it feel to be a worse rapper, baby?
Yeah, that shit's terrible.
I mean, I think Young Thug is a whole lot worse than what Baby is. Sorry, I'm talking about the grown-ass man Baby. I think that Young Thug is a whole lot worse than Birdman. He has no skills whatsoever. And then it's like the audacity of this clown to sit up here and throw shots at Wayne. Now, see, me, I ain't no Wayne fan, but I support what Wayne doing. He's trying to get away from a bad deal. He's trying to get away from a bad situation. So anybody that's down with getting freedom when it comes to, like, record labels and stuff, I respect it. Get your freedom.
But one thing I do have to admit, though, L, that motherfucking Sorry for the Wait is kind of cold, bro. It's kind of nice, man. I ain't going to lie to you. It's kind of nice. He on the old mixtape shit, you know? Like, I ain't gonna lie, I like Lil Wayne old mixtapes. When he got to doing all that and shit like that, I wasn't with it. I was like, oh, man, this nigga ass. He done turned to boo-boo. But this nigga, man, if you ain't heard it, just listen to the first track. He is murdering Baby on that motherfucker. Well, Birdman.
I mean, yeah, I heard the track, man. I that's why I really feel like what Wayne is doing is justified. You know, he picked this spot, and he's standing by how he feel, which I respect that, you know. But it's like he knew that he couldn't do no half-stepping when it comes to getting away from, you know, Baby. So he knows that moving forward, he going to have to, you know, sue for a lot of money. He going to have to do whatever it takes to get out of that deal. You know, and that's just one of those things where it is.
For the album.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm not
look,
sure,
man, he's suing for the album too. He's suing for overall freedom. You know that includes him taking his album, that includes him taking his artists and everything, and you know it makes sense. You know, I don't blame him. You know, but we can dive back into that in a minute. You know, we gonna talk about this meeting between Pacquiao, Floyd. Now, they had a meeting after the Heat game.
I didn't know that.
They ran into each other at the Heat game. A day later, they ended up having a private meeting. Now, you know, it's starting to look like the fight's going to get done and should be set for May 2nd. But I think Floyd know that there's nobody else for him to fight. I'm like, if you're not going to fight Amir Khan, you need to fight Pacquiao. That's it. Let your last two fights be with Pac-Man. Walk away from boxing, the only billionaire boxer. Smartest thing he could do. I respect Floyd. I got people in Floyd's circle, you know, and, you know, a lot of chatter is that Floyd is getting ready to take the fight. So we're going to find out by Monday. That's what I'm hearing. It's by Monday we're going to find out. So
I'm going to get
you
a
definitely
fish,
one
huh?
of those things where
go sit down.
It's definitely one of those things where it is, you know, all we can do is just sit back and wait. You know, all you do is sit back and wait.
Oh, man, I got something to talk to you about, bro. But you just heard what I just told my son, right? That's what we're going to leave at.
Kinda.
I got my son. I got my son, and that's what we're going to leave at. We'll talk about that after the show.
That's what's up. Man, you got – hey, man, yeah, stop airing out that your personal shit.
No, that ain't personal. I'm just saying. That could be a podcast topic, but you know, we're not gonna go there.
Oh man, you
what
know
you
what
think
man?
About this Sunday,
man?
What do you think about this Sunday coming up?
You said what?
What you think about this Sunday coming up?
At the Super Bowl. Oh man.
Who
you
rolling with?
You just hold the plate, huh?
Who you rolling with?
Man, with this whole Deflate Gate shit, man, I ain't trying to hear that, man. I ain't trying to hear that. I mean, they blew them boys out 45-7, man. I don't care how many balls they deflated. They had one or two balls that was working properly. The Patriots stumped them boys, and that's sick. And I say this year, I got to roll with the Patriots, man.
I'm rolling with the Seahawks.
And the Patriots by three.
I'm saying, really? I give it to the Seahawks by 10.
No way.
Yep.
No
I'd
way.
Say by 10. I think it's going to be like.
Browner and Reed was out there. No way. Absolutely not.
Man, I'm telling you. Listen, they have nobody for beast mode. So I'm just here not to get fined. That's all I'm saying.
Look, man. Look, I would let that man run wild, but they ain't got nobody for Brady.
Shit.
Who?
They got some dog-ass DBs and strong safeties. You got Richard Sherman. You got Chancellor back there.
Sherman's overrated.
You got Max Steel back there.
Look. They DB, look, man, I'm not knocking them, but I'm saying they number two at best. They number two to what the Patriots got. But I tell you this much, that Brady's been waiting to play Sherman and everybody else all over again. He will not allow himself to fuck up again. He won't. That's Brady we're talking about. He ain't Peyton Manning. That's Tom
right.
Brady. He will not
right.
allow himself to fuck up again.
I'm not going to lie. I love Tom Brady as a quarterback. By far, my favorite quarterback. But as far as defenses go, the Seahawks defense is my favorite defense. I will put them over, and they didn't used to be my favorite defense.
But can you say their defense was honestly better than the Patriots defense this year?
No, I will say no, because it took them a minute to get in the groove. And they had too many, like, scares, like when they played, for instance, the Packers. That game, to me, shouldn't have been that close for their caliber of defense.
Yeah, I mean,
they lost
they
a great receiver last year. So they lost a great receiver, so that, I think, is where their downfall came this year. Like, they shouldn't have, no fucking way they should have gave up Tate.
Yeah, of course not. I mean... And it's like, you know, what Barry Sanders said yesterday, man. He believed that the Lions got enough talent to make it to Super Bowl 50. You know.
They do?
Like, you know, we
see, the Lions got to stop being fucking bums. Point blank, period. When I say that, I mean, these niggas got talent. You know what I'm saying? As much as I don't even like the Lions, and yes, they're the home team, but I don't like them for the simple fact of, these niggas know that they have talent. They know that they're good. But they don't not utilize it. I mean, they do not utilize it. Like, they'll wait and wait and wait and wait and then be like, oh, shit, we're good enough to beat this team. Like, I don't feel they go into the games thinking that they about to whoop some ass. I think they go into the games like, okay, let's see how this is going to go. And then as the game progresses, and if they're hanging in there, then they like, all right, we got the potential to whoop their ass, so let's try to get a comeback and win.
Yeah, you know, they got to stop playing on the edge. They got to play according to their talent level.
Yeah, with confidence.
You know, man, look, man, we can
talk
sports all day, man. Look, man, we can talk sports all day, man. Let's get back into, you know, this music stuff. You know, I got a couple of my guests calling in right now, but you know, definitely, I want to take the time out to introduce this man. You know, he's coming on the show as a special guest. He's coming on here to also debut his new music. So I want y'all, you know, show some love. Make sure y'all follow this man. Nutso, E-Money. What's going on, homie?
What's good, fam? What's good?
Everything, man. Almost late to my own radio show, man.
Yeah, man, I was out running around paying bills. I'm like, let me get here. Hell yeah.
All right, man. So, you know, tell everybody about Nuts Sell You Money, man. You know, let everybody know who you are, bro.
Well, you know who it is. It's your boy Nuts Sell You Money, straight hood, MP1 representative, you know what I'm saying? Out here in Murder Mitten, Michigan, 517, doing that damn thing, you know what I'm saying? Come to bring the game something new, you know what I'm saying? Something that's been missing out here.
That's what's up, man. So who you got on Sunday?
Shit, I don't know, man. I want to see them Seahawks do it, I guess. Ready to
man,
see them Seahawks
I'm
do
out
it.
Mm-hmm.
That's the repeat.
I'm outnumbered. It's
they're
cool,
gonna get
happen.
It in though. They're gonna get it in.
So so man, I thank you for dropping off this track to us, man. So I want you to bring in this track check for us, man.
Alright. Well, right now, you know what I'm saying, we're about to drop with that new single from Nuts OE Money Straight Hood MP1. It's that check. You know what I'm saying? Let them know we come in the building. It's all about that check. You know what I'm saying? That money, that guap. You know what I'm saying? Looking like $1 million, feeling like $1 million, you know what I mean?
All right, here we go. New track by Nuts OE Money. Yeah.
Watch on my wrist like, diamond on my neck like, ring finger on shine, ears is lining on my wife. Keep up like a hose on deck, hold it down for my sex. It's MP1 and it's straight good, and you can put it on that. Watch on my wrist like that, diamonds on the neck like that. Ring finger on shine, is this blinding up my life? Keep up like a hose on deck, hold it down for my set. It's MP1 and it's straight good, and you can put it on that. Chasing the paper and I'm a threat, this is real as it gets. Fucking with a vet, charge to the back, go hard. TTT turns up, go get it as best. Niggas wanna hate, keep talking that shit about me when you know I'm stuck for the rest. I stay working while y'all stay hurt, acting like a man, but I ain't pressed. Yes, fly, I'm on right now. Stay so high that I'm gone right now. Oh, this level that I'm on right now, cause I'm putting in work on his own like wow. It'll wear hurt in his own like pow. That's what they call me flagrant foul. Furious wordplay, I'm hammer with foul. Lyrical skill that can go on for miles. Make it so hard, make you turn up the dial. Loud in the air with my system on bound. You know who it is, I've been shutting them down. Ripping my hood, putting on for my town. One that you got it, so I'm about to clown. Plus, the game with my sound. Got this beat by the pound. Niggas know I came to turn that game around. Rap, snap, clap, clap, clap. Close it over here, I'm everywhere, you never there. I'm working and my vision's clear. Black rap to the end is near. About to go, postal. I'm as real as it gets up there, cause that's what I'm close to. Watch on my wrist like, check, check. Diamonds on my neck like, check, check. Ring finger on shine, is this lining up? I'm like, check, check. Keep up like a hose on deck, check. Hold it down for my set, check. If there's one in this straight good, and you can put it on that, check. Watch on my wrist like, check, check. Diamonds on the neck like, check, check. Ring finger on shine, is this lining up? I'm like, check, check. Keep up like a hose on deck, check. Hold it down for my set, check. If there's one in this straight good, and you can put it on that, check. I'm a lyrical beast. I keep my ears in the streets, yeah, you know that I'm about my cheese. They say that I don't shine, say that I don't grind. I do the shit, I be out your league. I be going in and I be going hard. While you boys be looking for tea, maybe it's straight hood music empire. MP1 when I bleed, say I'm back to clear this game up all these dreads, wearing them feet. Keep my pants back and my shirt loose, with these diamonds shining on me. It's all real, I said no fiction, ain't no lying on the CD. It's all real with me, and I done put in work over here, and I wanna be cheap. I done paid my dues, and I done took the losses, but I bounced back with ease. This time hit the game with fury, uncontrollable, this team. On this chase to win, my nigga, came to the game to supersede. All these rappers that claim to be the realest, now I'm here, all eyes on me. All eyes on me, sent for my team, team. Shining my watch, clean, clean. Try to make money like a stream, strain. To get the American dream, train. And live my life like a king, king. Gotta get it by any means. To get it, just watch me do my thing with my watch on my wrist like check, check. Diamonds on my neck like check, check. check. Ring finger on shine, is this lining up? I'm like, check, check. Keep them like a hose on deck, check. Hold me down for my sack, check. If there's anyone in this straight good, then you can put it on that, check. Watch on my wrist like, check. Diamonds on my neck like, check. Ring finger on shine, is this lining up? I'm like, check. Like a hose on deck, check. Hold it down for my sack, check. If there's one in this straight hood, then you can put it on that, check.
All right, y'all, welcome back to Surge Radio. Special guest today, Nuso E Money. Y'all just heard his new track, Check. Hot shit, man.
That's what's up. That's what's up. You like? Yeah.
Oh, yeah, man. I mean, I'm feeling it, dude. That was pretty dope, man.
That's what's up, man. I'm glad y'all giving us this opportunity to represent like this, man. Y'all have my label mate on there, a week or so ago, 16 Icon. And, you know what I'm saying, from that show,
oh, yeah.
You know, we checked it out, man, and it's nothing but love, man, nothing but love out there.
Yeah, man, we always try to, you know, stand behind our own, man. You know, that's what's important, especially because we are indie. You know, we all try to do our thing out here.
Yes, sir. Hell, yeah. Trying to get it popping, trying to work.
All right, so... Oh, yeah, man. So I'm going to get into these questions now. You know, got a couple questions for you. So
okay.
What you got going on? You got, like, a tour going on? You got a new project coming out? You know, tell us more about Nuso.
Yeah, right now we in the works of doing a new project. It's called No Fiction Part 2, The Awakening. That's No Fiction Part 2, The Awakening. It's a part two. It's a follow up to my first original music that's available right now on that piff, No Fiction. You can go and download that. And we're trying to follow that up with nothing but real music. You know, No Fiction is the title, so that should say it all. We coming out here. We trying to give them that real life, that real feel. You know, none of that old soft tissue paper stuff. Just the real what's happening out here these days. We also doing like a lot of shows, a lot of areas here in Michigan. We trying to go ahead and branch out and go to Florida, Texas, South Carolina. You know, we just trying to get out here with it.
All right, that's what's up, man. It's like I got a lot of stuff going on, man. You know, got to stay active because, you know, the moment you stop and disappear, you know, people feel like you really disappear. So it's definitely good to be active, man. You know, I definitely want to check out those projects. So y'all make sure y'all go to that piff, you know, search Nuso E Money, two hyphens on both sides of these. So Nuso hyphen E hyphen money, search it, look at, grab all his projects, you know, show love, you know, because, you know, I told 16 this, man, you know, I really feel like it's necessary for us as artists to stick together and, you know, pretty much show a lot of love to each other, you know. Even though I do this radio show, yes, I am an artist, but at the end of the day, you know, I like to use the outlets that I have and, you know, the creativity, you know, that I have to try to, you know, create more avenues to promote. So anytime you want
right.
to be on this show, man, just let us know.
Oh, man. Yeah, I got you. I want to send you some new music ASAP. I got, you know, a few new singles right now and, you know, just trying to get them out here, trying to get them heard. So, you know, hey, I'm going to be flooding you with them. that's what we're about here. You know,
hey.
We do so much music. And on top of just being an artist, I'm a producer as well. You know, I produce for a lot of the artists, you know, 16, Lavish, Straight Hood, Blanca Boys, Itchy Bon Sai, Mr. No End. I mean, the list goes on. So I'm doing a lot of production and beat making as well. So, you know, I can reach out and branch my work out that way as well.
Man, that's what's up, man. You know, you got to be a man of many facets, man. You can't just stay in one lane because the industry, you know, nowadays how it's built for people that, you know, that have multiple talents. You know, you won't survive if you don't have that triple threat.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I've been trying to hone that craft for a while, so.
Oh yeah, and it pretty much it takes time. You know, it's like I told 60, man. I sit back, I see how y'all movement going, man. Y'all got a nice strong movement. I definitely got y'all back, man. You know, as far as the whole support and everything, you know, me, the whole Surge A team, and you know, Surge Radio. You know, we do is show love, man. So it's good to see y'all out here working.
Thank you. And it's great to have somebody like yourself, you know what I'm saying, that's just putting on for the indie artist, you know what I mean, and trying to, you know, extend that here, you know, to everybody out here. You know, we need that out here because it's a lot,
yeah.
You know, people that just, you know, don't want to give play to the indie artist like that. You know, so it's a blessing, you know, to have somebody in our corner.
Oh, yeah, man, because I tell you this much, man. You go to WJLB, they're going to tax your ass.
For sure. I know that for a fact.
Yeah, man, but it's crazy, man. You know, as much shit as I talk, man, I try to show love to everybody, but I really feel like, you know, the state of indie is not in danger because the industry kind of needs indie artists right now, but I hate how they treat us, man. I really hate how the radio stations, the record labels, and everybody treat us. So, you know, we got to look out for each other.
Yeah, that's all real there. That's all real.
Yeah.
And, yeah, you know.
Yeah, man.
And,
so, all right, go ahead.
Yeah. We just want to, you know, let all the listeners know and everything, you know. Go ahead, follow us up. Check, you can Google us everywhere. You know, we got music available, Great Hood, Nutso Productions 1, and you can find us everywhere. And we got, like, artists and a sound for everything. You know what I mean? It's an artist. We got all different, like, styles and different ways of going about it here. You know, I'm sure it's something for everybody. You know, we try to pride ourselves on that, you know, and making sure we got a music for everyone. You know, so if they just go ahead, go out, and look us up, you know what I'm saying? We got that real heat for the street.
That's what's up, bro. Yeah, man, I appreciate having you on here, man. You know, but go ahead and speak to everybody, man. You know, tell them where they can follow you on your social networks and, you know, pretty much plug yourself, bro.
Well, you know what I'm saying? It's your boy, Nuts Holy Money. If y'all looking for me, you can find me. I'm on Facebook, Edward Nuts Holy Money, LTNT Robinson. You can find me there. I'm on Twitter, at Nuts Holy Money, LTNT. You can find me on Instagram, at Nuts Holy Money. You can find us on YouTube. If you want to YouTube us and get some hot videos, you can find us on Nutso Productions 1. You can also type in Iconavision on YouTube as well, and you can find us there. Nutso E Money Reverb Nation. And like I said, if you want, just Google it. It'll all come to you. You know what I'm saying? If you're looking for some hot music, some real music that you can feel from your heart, you know what I'm saying? None of that cookie-cutter crap, none of that watered down. It's all real. Come fuck with us, you know what I'm saying? Download us. Get with it, you know what I'm saying? Straight Hood MP1, Nutso Productions 1 in here all day. Nutso E Money. That's how we doing it.
All right, man. Well, I want to thank you for coming on the show, bro. We are approaching the end, you know, but I definitely want to have you back on here. You know, so just make sure y'all hit me up. I got you. I'm gonna spin y'all music every week. You know, but for all the artists that's out there that's looking for an outlet, you know, just hit me up. Lyricist at Sergey Records, LYRICIST at SURJAY. I'm pretty sure you know how to spell records.com. So, you know. Shout out to everybody that's been listening. You know, last episode we got 20,000 listeners. The first episode back we got 50. So let's keep that shit going. I want to thank y'all for you know, checking out Surge Radio. We're gonna get ready to clock out right now, y'all. 10 seconds left.
Yeah.
And- about. Ironic.